Track 4. Benefits of Active Travel. Why is active travel important? Active travel is the cheapest and most sustainable travel option and can provide environmental, health, social, and economic benefits for people living in the Northeast. This chapter describes these benefits in more detail and outlines the potential impact we could see in the Northeast if people make more journeys by active travel. Health benefits. Journeys taken by walking, cycling, or wheeling involve periods of physical activity, which improve health and well-being for most people. People who are physically active tend to live longer, spend more of their lives in good health, and have reduced risk of obesity, cardiovascular diseases, cancers, type 2 diabetes, musculoskeletal conditions, disability, and mental health conditions. These are outlined in Figure 2. But first, a quote from the UK Chief Medical Officer Guidelines 2019. If physical activity were a drug, we would refer to it as a miracle cure due to the great many illnesses it can prevent and treat. Now, details of Figure 2, what are the health benefits of physical activity? This is from Public Health England, Health Matters. Regular physical activity reduces your risk of all causes of mortality by 30%, cardiovascular disease by up to 35%, type 2 diabetes by up to 40%, colon cancer by 30%, breast cancer by 20%, depression by up to 30%, hip fractures by up to 68%, and dementia by up to 30%. While the UK Chief Medical Officer recommends that each week adults do at least 150 minutes of moderately intense activity, in the Northeast, 1 in 4 adults are physically inactive, meaning they do less than 30 minutes of physical activity per week. Active travel is one of the most accessible and practical ways for many people to move more and work towards and achieve recommended activity levels. Mental health and well-being. Physical activity has a positive impact on mental health and well-being and has been found to reduce depression by up to 30%. Analysis of the British Household Panel survey found that people switching from car journeys to active travel experience improved mental well-being, and that active journeys tend to be more enjoyable, less stressful, and more relaxing than car journeys. Now, a couple of quotes. A Northeast commuter said, "Walking to work sets you up for the day. If you've something on your mind, it gives you 5 minutes to yourself." And a Northeast resident said, "I do find walking is quite good for mental well-being and just getting out, and especially with the little one in the pushchair." Most people would benefit from doing more physical activity such as walking, cycling, or wheeling. However, the greatest benefits are gained by those moving from lower levels of activity to increased levels. Being physically active is important in managing a wide range of long-term health conditions, disability, and promoting healthy aging. For some people, active travel can provide an opportunity for this, particularly when walking and cycling infrastructure is inclusive, and the needs of people with limited mobility are considered from the outset in their design. Figure 3 is entitled Dose Response Curve of Physical Activity, from the UK Chief Medical Officer's Physical Activity Guidelines. It shows that the area of highest impact of physical activity is when someone switches from sedentary or near sedentary activity to weekly physical activity of up to 100 minutes. Public health metrics. Our region is in poorer general health compared to other regions in England, having the lowest average life expectancies and the highest rates of adult obesity. That's 32%. Physical inactivity, 26%, and long-term musculoskeletal conditions, that's 21%. Within the Northeast, there are also significant health inequalities. Compared to the least deprived areas, men living in the most deprived areas could expect to live on average 12 fewer years, and women could expect to live on average 9.5 fewer years. Being the least expensive and most accessible form of transport, active travel, particularly walking, can play a part of reducing health inequalities across our region. More active travel may also help reduce pressures on health and social care systems. It's been estimated that physical inactivity is costing the NHS in the Northeast in excess of £19 million per year. social benefits. Enabling more people to walk, cycle, and wheel, and combining active travel with public transport for longer journeys can help better connect people to opportunities such as employment, education, health and care, and leisure services. Active journeys also provide greater opportunity for social interaction with others in public spaces, and a reduction in vehicle traffic can create safer, quieter, and more attractive places for people to spend time in. Active travel can play an important part in helping connect people, reduce separation between groups, and improve cohesion and integration of communities. Research has shown that social isolation has been associated with a 30% higher likelihood of mortality compared to the general population, and also increases the risk of developing depression. For children, walking, cycling, or wheeling from an early age can help them build confidence in their environment, their role in the community, and road safety. It can also help establish healthy physical school activity behaviours for life and address childhood obesity. In the Northeast, almost 1 in 4 children are classified as obese when starting secondary school. Furthermore, there's growing evidence that being active improves educational attainment, concentration in school, and improves social cohesion. Supporting the implementation of more and better active travel initiatives in the region's towns, cities, and neighbourhoods could improve the quality of life for people in the Northeast. Transport-related social exclusion. Transport for the North recently published a report investigating the Transport-Related Social Exclusion, TRSE, in the north of England. This is where people are unable to access opportunities, key services, and community life due to poor transport links. In the Northeast, 31.5% of people are at high risk of TRSE, which is significantly higher than other regions. The report also highlighted that people with disabilities, caring responsibilities, and those on low incomes are disproportionately affected by transport-related social exclusion. Figure 5 is a bar chart. After the Northeast comes the East Midlands at around 24%, then Yorkshire and the Humber, the South West, the East of England, North West, South East, West Midlands, and then finally London, where the figure is very low at about 7.5%. School streets. School streets is a temporary restriction on motorised traffic on roads outside schools at school drop-off and pick-up times. The restriction applies to school traffic and through traffic. The initiative aims to reduce traffic congestion, help tackle air pollution, improve road safety, and encourage more active travel within journeys to school. The school streets initiatives have been adopted by many local authorities across the country and is being trialled across areas of the North East, including in Northumberland, North Tyneside, Newcastle, and Sunderland. In Newcastle, 2 school streets have been implemented on a signage-only basis, enabled by intensive behaviour change and engagement activity carried out by Sustrans. Activities included the Sustrans Big Street Survey, events, assemblies, and Q&A sessions for children, regular on-street information pop-ups, bike servicing, and Learn to Ride and Cycle Skills Holiday Club. Sustrans Walking and Cycling Index showed that 49% of residents in Tyneside supported school streets, and this is borne out in the response to Newcastle's first school street. Public response to the scheme at Hotspur Primary School in the east of the city showed that 86% of respondents supported the scheme being made permanent, with more than half of text responses citing improved safety. According to bike and scooter counts, levels of active travel at the school have significantly increased. Motor traffic has visibly decreased, and children report feeling happier, safer, calmer, and more connected to nature and community around their school. The success of the scheme has led to a commitment from Newcastle City Council to roll out school streets to more primary schools in the city and requests for school streets from schools and families across the city. Environmental benefits. Active travel is the greenest way to travel around our region, helping reduce carbon emissions and harmful air pollutants. In 2021, transport was the largest contributor to CO2 emissions of any sector, contributing 107.5 million tonnes in 2021. The North East's 2 combined authorities and 7 local authorities have all declared climate emergencies. Motor vehicles emit air pollutants that are harmful to health and can lead to serious short-term and long-term effects on respiratory and cardiovascular systems. Poor air quality disproportionately affects people living in the most deprived areas, often located closer to main roads or industrial sites, which can exacerbate health inequalities. Air quality is linked to around 40,000 early deaths every year in the UK, including an estimated 360 deaths each year in central Tyneside. CO2 emission figures by industry 2021. Transport, 107.5 million tonnes. Energy supply, 80.7 million. Residential, 68.1 million. Business, 65.1 million. Industrial processes, 9.3 million. Public, 7.3 million. Agriculture, 5.5 million. And waste management, 0.2 million. For an average journey of 6 miles, a petrol car emits an average of 1.4 kilograms of CO2, and a diesel car emits an average of 1.7 kilos of CO2. From March 2020, during the COVID-19 pandemic, people walked and cycled more. Active travel increased from 25% of journeys to 32%. Air quality improved in many of our cities, towns, and neighbourhoods, and this change provided a glimpse of the environmental benefits we could expect from more active travel. Building on this trend is important, and we can do this by supporting people to switch more journeys from motor vehicles to active travel, which will lead us to a cleaner and greener future. Figure 7 is entitled "Poor Air Quality is a Public Health Crisis, and Air Pollution Affects People Throughout Their Lifetime." This is from Public Health England, Health Matters. Poor air quality in pregnancy can lead to lower birth weight. In children, poor air quality can lead to asthma, slower development of lung function, development problems, more wheezing and coughs, and start of atherosclerosis. In adults, it can lead to asthma, coronary heart disease, stroke, lung cancer, diabetes, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, as chronic bronchitis. And in the elderly, it can also cause asthma, accelerated decline of lung function, lung cancer, diabetes, dementia, heart attack, heart failure, and strokes. Figure 8 is a graph showing background nitrogen dioxide in Newcastle Centre between 2019 and 2022, clearly illustrating the severe drop in pollution during the COVID-19 lockdown periods. According to Public Health England, if everyone in the Northeast were exposed to levels of NO2 no higher than typical urban backgrounds level away from roads, it would reduce rates of respiratory and cardiovascular diseases and is estimated to save the health and social care system in excess of £100 million over a 20-year period. A further benefit of active travel is a reduction in noise pollution from road traffic. In the Northeast, 6% of the population live close to a major route and are exposed to more than 55 decibels of noise, similar level to an average dishwasher, from road traffic during the night. This is a level of noise that can result in disturbed sleep and increased stress. Economic benefits. There are significant economic benefits of active travel, both for individuals and the wider local economy. Trips taken by active travel are much cheaper, and often free, compared to other types of transport, such as the private car. In 2022, the average cost of a 3-mile daily round trip in a petrol vehicle cost over £150 a year in fuel alone, whereas the cost of these trips made by walking or cycling would be negligible. The average Northeast household spent £77 per week on transport between 2019 and 2021. This is 14% of household expenditure, up from 12% on the period 2013 to 2015. The cost of living crisis and associated inflation has also affected transport, with an increase of 15% in June 2022 compared to a year earlier, with much of this increase, 42%, driven by rising fuel costs. Active travel may provide an opportunity to reduce outgoings for those able to switch modes. Increased levels of active travel could also improve productivity. The northeast economy benefits by £436.5 million annually, with a 26p net benefit for each mile walked or wheeled instead of driven, and £1.15 for each mile cycled instead of driven, according to Sustrans. It is also estimated that traffic congestion cost the UK economy £6.9 billion in 2019, and physically active workers take 27% fewer sick days. Economic modelling commissioned by Transport North East estimates that each active trip generates £1.50 for the local economy. It's also estimated that achieving a 45% rise in the number of shorter active travel journeys made in the North East by 2035 could benefit the region's economy by around £350 million a year. Research has shown that improved active travel infrastructure can also enhance local business performance, and that walking and cycling projects can increase retail sales by at least 30%. Investment in better streets and spaces for walking can potentially increase footfall and attract customers to local businesses. Case study: South Tyneside, new cycle route alongside the A19. A new cycle route alongside the A19 now provides a dedicated and direct north-south link, seamlessly connects the Tyne pedestrian and cyclist tunnel to the boundary with Sunderland Council. This has been a long-standing ambition of the council and local volunteers. The entirely off-road 5-kilometre route cost approximately £1.2 million to build and was completed during 2019 to 2020. This was funded through the Transforming Cities Fund and local investment. This new route allows residents and visitors to access centres of employment such as Nissan, IAMP or the nearby Port of Tyne via the adjoining cycle routes. The benefits of active travel. Chapter summary. Enabling people to travel actively for all or part of more journeys will deliver significant health, social, environmental and economic benefits. A healthier population is more productive, with less sickness, absence, and allows people to spend their working lives more productively. This will help us to work towards our vision of moving to a green, healthy, dynamic, and thriving Northeast, and ultimately achieve our 5 regional transport objectives. And that is the end of Track 4.